The Billionaire's Psychopathic Wife. Chapter 241. Stupid Gail, Summer sniffed. We're friends. I understand your feelings. There's no need to say much. Gail nodded. $P Summer was the only one who could get her to open up. As for Susan, the bug is still working. Time slowly ticking away. I wonder if I'll manage to hear some secrets before the power runs out, Gail said. Even if the power is out, I have my ways. What ways? Summer acted very mysteriously. I can just find an excuse and tell her that the diamond needs to be maintained or something similar, then she'll obediently give us the ring. Gail finally revealed a rare smile. She hoped that everything would go smoothly. She did not want to wait any more, nor did she want to drag things on any longer. She just felt very tired. Summer stayed there and only left at night. Gail forced herself to eat a few mouthfuls of food before she lay on the bed and stared into space. She would occasionally touch the fruit knife beneath the pillow. Yes, it was still there. Gail, a sharp female voice was heard from outside. How's your body? That child you work so hard to protect is gone. I bet you feel very sad. Ha ha ha. It was Susan's voice. Hey, why are you guys pushing me? Am I not allowed to talk? Gail's such a coward. She doesn't even dare to see me. Haha. I'm just here to visit her, don't just turn me away. Susan stood at the elevator but was tightly blocked by two bodyguards, unable to enter. All she could do was shout loudly to attract Gail's attention. Sure enough, the door to the ward opened, and Gail walked out. She had a hospital gown on, and her face was pale. Her eyes looked incredibly dispirited. Susan was elated. That was the miserable look she wanted to see on Gail. Let her in. There is no need to stop her, Gail said. Ma'am, you're all here, and she can't cause any trouble. Susan snorted as she pushed the bodyguards aside. She walked right in front of Gail and said, I faked a miscarriage, but you actually had one. Tell me, which one of us is more pitiful? The more she spoke, the more pleased she was with herself. I still have a chance to win back Mr. Wood's heart. I just need to spend some time and effort on it. What about you? You have no child. You have nothing left. Ha ha ha. Just as she was laughing and feeling incredibly pleased with herself, Gail raised her hand and slapped Susan across her face. Smack. Before Susan could react, Gail continued to slap her a few more times. Smack. 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 Susan even started to feel faint from being hit, and Susan retreated quickly. Gail, why, you hit me again. Susan clenched her teeth, raising her hand to fight back. Men, push her down. Gail said coldly. Yes, Mrs. Wood. Gail grabbed Susan's hand firmly, rendering her unable to move at all. She could not believe that Gail had so much strength right after her miscarriage. What surprised her, even more, was that Gail still had help. Why, you dare? Have all of you gone blind? Look at who I am. Don't come over. You're not allowed to touch me. Susan shouted. Gail said, "If I asked you to push her down, then do it." "I asked for it. If Sean wants to blame anyone, I'll shoulder the blame." "Gail. You crazy woman. Even if I was really crazy, I was forced into this state by you." She had already lost her child. She had nothing, so she was no longer afraid of anything as well. Chapter 242. She would teach Susan a lesson and soothe the hatred in her heart. The guards looked at the two women and felt incredibly troubled. One was the one that Mr. Wood liked, while the other was Mr. Wood's wife. "That. What? Are you ignoring my orders? Can't you do something so simple?" Gail started to pressure them. With a twist of her hand, she pushed Susan to the guards. One of the guards grabbed her. "Ms. Fanning, apologies." "Ah." Susan cried out in anger, "Gail, what are you trying to do?" Gail ignored Susan and told the servant by her side, "Go get a bucket of water." "Yes, ma'am." This whole floor was basically staffed with Sean's people. Gail was not worried about anything. She hoped that news of this incident would immediately reach Sean's ears. A bucket full of water was brought over. Gail glanced at it and said, "It's too clean." "What?" The servant was stunned. Gail picked up a broom and swirled it around the water. After that, she tossed it away before reaching out to grab Susan's hair. "Ah, Gail. Why are you crying out? Don't use up your voice. You'll have more reasons to shout later." "My hair. Let go." Gail scoffed. Not only did Gail not let go, but she grabbed Susan's hair more forcefully. She pulled Susan's head down and violently pushed Susan's head into the water. Susan looked at the dirty water the broom was just in and struggled intensely. "No, I won't." Then Susan started gurgling. Gail did not hold herself back and continued pushing Susan in. Susan was still talking, so she gulped a large mouthful of water. 1 second, 2 seconds, 3 seconds. Only then did she relax her strength a little, pulling Susan out of the water. Susan started to gasp for air frantically. Water was all over her hair and face. Even her makeup was ruined, causing her to look like a panda. "Cough, cough." "Ugh," Susan started to cough violently. "Why? You despicable," before she could finish, Gail pushed her head into the water again. After a few seconds, Gail pulled her out again. "Gee, Gail. If you keep doing this to me, I'll definitely," the scene reenacted itself again. As long as Susan refused to beg for mercy, Gail would continuously dunk Susan's head into the water. After repeating the motions 5 or 6 times, Susan had lost all her strength, collapsing limply on the ground. There was only a third of the water left in the bucket. Gail asked, "Are you going to talk some more? Do you want to continue? Aren't you quite good at cursing at others?" Susan clenched her teeth. "You're just seeking revenge. Ha ha, you call this revenge? Let me tell you. The real revenge hasn't started yet." Gail knelt down and grabbed Susan by the collar. "I'll give you another chance. If you tell me who the man from that night was, I'll spare you. Ha ha ha." Unexpectedly, Susan started to laugh out loud after she heard that. "Gail, so that's your goal. You already lost your child, but you're still thinking about that man. Are you going to say it or not?" Susan answered, "I'll never tell you. You'll never know who it was in your entire lifetime." "Very well, then you'll never be able to stay by Sean's side either." Susan widened her eyes. "What gives you the right to say that? Mr. Wood still has feelings for me." "Ha," Gail looked at her. "Do you know why Sean wanted to get rid of my child? He said he wanted to start over with me." Chapter 243. Sean loves me deeply, but he can't accept that child. Now that I've had a miscarriage, he wants us to be a normal, loving couple. Susan shook her head vigorously. Impossible. If you don't believe me, you can ask him. How could Mr. Wood like you? You're the daughter of his enemy. Susan shouted out, unable to believe it. Love is love. He admitted it himself. Gail walked closer to Susan, lowering her voice. But I don't love him. So, if you tell me who the man from that night is, I'll retreat, and you'll get another chance. Susan wiped the dirty water from her face before falling silent. He clearly knew that Gail was the daughter of his enemy but did not know that Gail was the woman from that night. Even under those circumstances, Sean still fell in love with Gail. How deep were his feelings for her? "Are you going to tell me or not? Are you going to keep this secret your whole life?" Gail asked. Susan stared at her and answered, "I will never tell you. One never." That man was actually Sean. How could Susan say that? It was a secret that could not be revealed. She had to hold it in forever. Gail nodded and said, "It looks like you haven't had enough. Come, I'll bring you somewhere else." She grabbed Susan's arm, pulling Susan up. "Gail, let go. Where are you bringing me?" "The toilet. The toilet bowl." Susan's expression changed dramatically. "I won't go. Save me. Someone, hurry up and save me. What are all of you standing there and watching for? Are you really going to stand aside while I am being forced to drink toilet water? Save me." No one walked forward. Susan acted too arrogantly normally, which ruined any goodwill others had for her. On top of that, during her time at Temporally Hall, she would berate the servants constantly, scolding the M at every turn. Many of the servants held grudges against her. So, they were all incredibly happy looking at Susan's pathetic state. They wanted Gail to teach that mistress who did not know her place a lesson. Gail was usually too mild, tempered. She should have been this hard from the start. Standing next to the toilet bowl, Gail said, "I'll give you one last chance. Susan, if you don't tell me, just you wait, Gail. Just you wait. I'll pay you back 10 times worse for how you've treated me today. Sean doesn't even want to see you anymore. Do you really think you still have a chance?" "Of course I do." Gail shrugged. "You really are confident. 10 seconds. Time starts now." There was a moment of silence. Susan clenched her teeth. She looked at the water in the toilet bowl and immediately started to retch. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The moment the time started, Gail did not hesitate to push Susan's head into the toilet bowl. No, no. Save me, Gail was quick, precise, and ruthless. She did not hesitate at all. This time, she did not pull Susan's head up. Instead, she continued to press Susan's head down. If you want to speak, just nod. If you don't want to, then just continue staying in the toilet bowl, Gail said. Susan's hands were flailing in the air. She knelt in front of the toilet bowl, unable to lift her head up. She did not dare to open her mouth either, worried about swallowing the water inside. Until. Gail, are you done? Sean's voice was heard. Gail looked up and saw the handsome man who had suddenly appeared in front of the washroom. Hearing that voice, Susan struggled even more intensely. Chapter 244. Gail almost failed to push her down. On top of that, there was water all around her feet. It was wet and slippery. Gail took two steps back, starting to sway, and lost her balance. Sean hurried over. His long arm circled her waist, pulling her into his embrace. Careful. Gail fell securely into his arms. Susan finally crawled up. Her whole body was wet, and she looked like a crazy lady who had just fled a natural disaster. Mr. Wood. You're finally here. This woman kept on bullying me. She pushed me into the water and refused to stop. She was trying to kill you. If you came any later, I might have drowned. She immediately complained. Gail answered emotionlessly, aren't you still alive? Why? You really wanted to kill me. Yes. It's not just you. I even want Sean's life. Susan immediately looked at Sean. Just listen to how venomous her thoughts are. Sean pursed his lips, looking down at Gail to make sure that she was fine. Tour, his men were all here, and he had given orders as well. There was no way she was not fine. When he heard the news, he still rushed over in a hurry. What if Susan hurt her? I told you to think about your mistakes at home, so why did you come here? Can't you spend a single day without causing any trouble? Sean said coldly. Susan was stunned. Mr. Wood, why, you're blaming me. Even Gail did not expect Sean to act like that. She was clearly the one bullying Susan. He had seen it himself. An indescribable emotion spread in her heart. So being favored and loved unconditionally by someone felt like that. It was Gail's first time feeling it. Yet it seemed like it was too late. Who allowed you to come to the hospital? Sean furrowed his eyebrows tightly. Did you just ignore everything I said? The disgust and disdain in those words were not hidden at all. Susan resorted to her old tricks. Mr. Wood, I know that my fake pregnancy made you very unhappy. I already knew that I was wrong. It's fine if you don't forgive me, but standing by Gail makes me so sad. She made me drink dirty water and toilet water. I've never been so humiliated in my life. You finally arrived, but you ended up helping her instead. Mr. Wood, No matter what, our feelings for each other are real. As she said that, she wanted to tug at Sean's sleeve. Sean immediately avoided her. He no longer had any feelings for Susan. As for what happened that night, he would take responsibility and compensate her. Go back. This isn't where you should be, Sean said. I just wanted, you two should talk. I'm tired. I want to rest for a little, Gail suddenly said. She pushed away Sean's hands and left without turning back. Sean's eyes darkened as he looked at her retreating back. Look, she refused to accept any kindness and even threw it back in your face. Women like that aren't worth having around at all. Mr. Wood, divorce her quickly. Hurry up and marry me. Susan immediately essayed angrily. You're not allowed to come to the hospital anymore. After Sean said that, he left in a hurry, catching up to Gail. Looking at the two of them leave, Susan's eyes were filled with jealousy and hatred. When they were at the mental hospital, she had been treated like a princess. Everyone tried to earn her favor, so she was the one who bullied Gail. Chapter 245. Susan did not like how delicate and elegant Gail looked, so Susan constantly picked on Gail. After that, she got to know Sean. With Sean behind her, she constantly bullied Gail. And yet, Susan never expected that Gail would ever be standing on top of her. How could Susan ever stomach that anger? Gail, I'll remember what happened today. Don't let me get the chance, or I'll definitely have you pay an even more painful price. I'll have you on your knees begging for mercy. Susan said venomously to herself. She wiped her face again and looked at the toilet bowl. After that, she started to vomit again. Water that had been used to clean a broom, toilet water. She had drunk it all. Gail was a despicable woman. She needed to look for her father to figure out a plan. In the hospital ward, Gail had been about to close the door when Sean reached out to stop her. She tried to close it with some more force, but he was able to open it with one hand and walked in. I don't need you to keep me company. Why don't you go dote on Susan? Gail rolled her eyes at him. Why would I dote on her? You're your beloved darling sweetheart. Sean answered plainly, she's not. You are. Gail never expected him to give her such a straightforward answer. She was stunned for a moment, unsure of how to answer. Were all men so shameless? When they loved you, they showered you with sweet words. When they did not, they were as cold as ice. Gail laughed mockingly. I still remember how loving and attentive you were when you were still being nice to Susan. It hasn't even been that long. You really do move on quickly. I've never had any feelings for Susan. Do you even believe what you're saying? It's true. Sean walked in front of her, meeting her gaze. I've always just felt a sense of responsibility, even now. Gail did not understand. Responsibility. It's a long story, but I'll make sure to resolve things quickly with her. That's between her and me. There are no feelings, only responsibility. It's because she saved you and helped you, so you're repaying her. Gail was just blindly guessing, but Sean actually nodded. You can understand it that way. She blinked. She actually guessed it. You were going to marry her and tolerate her just because of that responsibility. Sean grunted in acknowledgement. Gail met his gaze for a few seconds before looking away. Oh, what does that have to do with me? I wanted to make it clear and tell you. I wanted you to know the truth. Initially, Sean thought that he liked Susan too. However, as time passed and they interacted more, he realized that he could not accept Susan's personality and character. Instead, Gail's stubbornness had unknowingly taken over his heart. Gail sighed. Ha ha, men. Your heart changes in a flash. Suddenly, she felt like Susan was a pitiful person as well. She had thought that she would be able to soar after getting close to Sean, but how did that end up? Sean said there was no love, and it all ended. Susan lost everything and could not accept reality at all. She kept on thinking that Sean would be able to change his mind. In truth, Sean had long since pulled away, but Susan fell deeper and deeper into it, refusing to wake up from her beautiful dream. Gail lay back down on her bed and picked up the book by the bedside as she started to read it slowly. She completely ignored Sean. She decided just to let Sean stand there. Sean had never been just ignored like that, and he was naturally unhappy. You don't believe me? He raised an eyebrow. Why is it so hard to dote on you? Chapter 246. You were doting on me. Yes, didn't you feel it? Gail was speechless. My patience is limited. Sean pulled out a chair and sat next to the bed. Gail, as a woman, you should have some sensitivity. I'm sorry, I'm just completely insensitive. You should go dote on someone else. I don't need it. He frowned unhappily. Gail flipped through her book, wanting to give it a good read. However, Sean kept on staring at her by the side, not letting her calm down. It's quite funny. She closed her book and said, Susan's your benefactor, but you can kick her aside just like that, running to me. Sean, all I have for you is hatred. Once you get over the novelty of it all, my end might be 10,000 times worse than Susan's. Gail was not blinded by love. Her mind was very clear. She knew very well how shallow and weak the love Sean constantly proclaimed was. It would be the start of her tragedy if she stupidly believed him and fell into his arms. Furthermore, Sean had made her abort her own child. She hated him. She would never be able to forgive him. He also always believed that her father killed his father. It was a misunderstanding that the two of them would never be able to get over. Sean looked at her quietly. His gaze was incredibly deep and vast. Gail met his gaze. Sean, the person you love has never been anyone else. It's not Susan, and it's not me either. It's yourself. He loved himself the most. He was incredibly selfish. Is that so? His lips suddenly curled up. Gail, how can I prove to you that I love you? Didn't you say that you would love me in your own way? Your first step was to take away my child. When that was brought up, Gail could not remain calm. Her heart still hurt. She still looked at Sean with hatred. Yes, and I'll start with the second step from now on. The second step is to prove that I love you, Sean said. An uneasy feeling surfaced in Gail's heart. Sean was a demon. A demon's love. How was he going to prove it? It might not be in a way that she would be able to understand. A flash of panic and horror flashed in Gail's eyes. I don't need you to prove it, she shook her head. I hate you, I won't love you. I don't need you to love me either. I say that you need it, so you do. Sean got up and slowly got closer to her. Gail got more and more afraid as she retreated, her hands grabbing the bed. Sean, what are you doing? Don't come closer. In her panic, Gail remembered that she still had a knife under the bed. She had it to protect herself. It was also to deal with Sean. Was she going to use it? As Gail was hesitating, Sean stopped his advance. The tip of his nose touched hers. Their breaths intermingled with each other. To prove whether or not you love a person, you need to give that person your heart. Gail, do you want my heart? Sean said. Gail shook her head unconsciously. Sean smirked. No, you do want it? The next second, he suddenly reached out for her pillow. Gail's heart skipped a beat in the panic. She immediately pushed it down. Why are you grabbing my pillow? Chapter 247. She hid her knife there. Could Sean have noticed? Gail did not dare think about it any further. She held her breath, not daring to breathe. Sean gently pried her hand away. What? Why are you so afraid of me touching your pillow? I'm not, are you worried I'd find it? Sean quickly pulled out the knife hidden beneath the pillow as he said that. Gail was completely dumbfounded. He actually knew of her hidden knife. How did he know that? Are you surprised? Sean's defined hand held the knife. You hid it so well, but I still noticed it. Why, you, Gail stammered, unable to say anything. It was the first time she felt how scary and unfathomable that man could be. Sean said casually, you asked the guards to buy so many fruits, but the knife disappeared. I guessed it very easily. Gail bit her lips. The room is so large, so where could you hide it? It's obviously the pillow. Gail, tell me, what were you hiding this knife for? Sean said. He raised an eyebrow, looking incredibly calm. He did not seem angry at all. Since it was already noticed, then there was no need for Gail to hide it. She would speak the truth. I wanted to kill you. She met his gaze. Sean, ever since you appeared in my life, all you've brought me is endless pain. Now, you've even killed my child. You're my mortal enemy. You hate me so much. Yes. You hate me so much because of your child. Gail answered, no. Everything you've done to me has made me hate you. I want you to die right now. The more she spoke, the wider Sean's smile became. He nodded. All right, Gail, I'll give you a chance. You can take my life and take my heart. As he said that, Sean handed the knife to her. Gail did not accept it. He pushed it into her hand, making her hold it. Be careful. It's very sharp. Don't hurt yourself. Gail clenched it tightly, feeling like the situation was incredibly surreal. You know I want to kill you, yet you're giving me the knife. She thought that Sean would take the knife away, that he would throw it away and never let her touch it again.
Yes.
Gail, you can do it now, Sean said. He was incredibly calm, but her hand was shaking. The second step to proving that I love you has started. I can give you my life and my fortune. You can do whatever you want with them, Sean said in a deep voice.
Aren't you afraid of death?
If I die at your hands, it's worth it.
Gail bit her lower lip forcefully.
Sean, don't think that I won't do it. Don't think that I wouldn't dare.
You would, of course, you'd dare.
Start, Gail.
Sean was incredibly confident and incredibly calm. He even held Gail's trembling hand and pointed the knife right at his heart. All he wore was a blue shirt. The shirt was incredibly thin, and it would be pierced through with just a stab. As long as Gail applied just a bit of force, the knife would pierce forward, going through cloth and skin.
Hold it tighter. Please do it fast and accurately. Don't do it slowly.
The pain would be even greater if you do, Sean said.
Gail did not look into his eyes but merely at the tip of his knife.
Sean was not avoiding it.
Sean had handed his life over to her completely.
Chapter 248. What was he thinking? Was he really not afraid of dying? Or was he certain that she would not have the guts to do it?
Sean, don't be too confident in yourself. There's a sea of hatred between the two of us. I want nothing more than for you to die right now.
Gail said through clenched teeth.
I know. So, do it.
Gail clenched her teeth and slowly pushed the knife in.
Blood slowly seeped through Sean's shirt. His expression did not change at all. It was as if that blood was not his.
I hate you.
I hate you so much.
Gail repeated.
She did not even know if she was saying it for her sake or his.
I hate you so much that I want you to disappear from my sight right now.
Sean, you ruined my whole life.
I know. I was too cruel to you before this.
So, I'll return
everything to you.
You're paying me back with your life.
Sean nodded.
Yes, with my life and my heart.
You can have everything you want.
Gail clenched her teeth.
The Wood Group and family, the power and status.
Do you not want any of it anymore?
11 I don't.
All I want right now is to prove my love to you, he answered.
Sean was such a proud person and also a completely conceited one.
Gail could not understand him at all.
How could he be willing to die?
It had to be one of his tricks. He had to have another goal. Gail, why aren't you continuing?
The knife's only 1 centimeter in.
It's just a flesh wound.
I can't die from that, Sean said.
The blood was dripping down, landing on the back of his hand.
Gail's hand was no longer shaking.
She held onto the knife firmly.
She smirked and said, Sean, I do hate you.
I want you to die, but I've thought of another way to punish you.
What?
42-7 Gail looked up into his eyes.
She smiled.
Her smile was radiant, incredibly alluring.
However, Gail suddenly pulled out the knife the next second.
Sean widened his eyes.
What was she doing? Before he could guess what Gale was doing, Gale's arm changed its course, pointing the knife at herself. Gale. Just then, the knife had been pointed at himself. He had been in danger the whole time, but Sean had been calm the whole time. At that moment, he was incredibly safe, but he started to panic. Gale held her head high as she pointed the knife right at her neck. Gale, put it down. What are you doing? Sean shouted. Sean, you keep saying that you love me. Then, wouldn't you be in even more pain if I die? She let out a slight laugh before continuing, then, you'll never get me. Losing me forever would be the perfect punishment for you. He panicked. All of the cool and calm he had shown had completely disappeared. Put down the knife. Sean looked at her closely. Don't hurt yourself. He tried to take the knife back. However, just as he raised his hand, Gale quickly retreated before he could even touch her. Don't come here. Don't try to take it. If you do that, it'll only make me do it faster. Gale warned. You've gone crazy. Yes, I'm crazy. You forced me into madness yourself. Sean, from the moment you made the decision to take away my child, I've been a walking corpse. I've been devoid of a soul and any feelings. I've just been an empty vessel. Gale was incredibly emotional. Chapter 249. As Gale was shouting out, her hand was moving out of control. The sharp knife left a thin and long cut on her neck. It was not deep, but it still broke through the skin. Blood slowly flowed out. That wound was far more painful than any wound that could be inflicted on Sean himself. At that moment, he knew that she had successfully punished him. 1-1 all right, it's my fault. Sean no longer cared about anything else at that moment. He just wanted her to put the knife down. It's all my doing. You were completely innocent. Gale, don't do this. Gale looked at him. His fear and helplessness were not something that could be faked. So. He really did fall for her. When did that happen? She had not noticed at all. We can talk about anything. I'll promise you anything. I'll give you whatever you want. Sean stared at her, not even daring to blink. I want my child. I want my child to be still living in my stomach. Can you do that? Sean fell silent. There was no way to resurrect the dead. Gale laughed coldly. Actually, I never expected that the day would come when I could use my own DH to threaten you and punish you. When you said you loved me, I never believed it. I've given in time and time again. All I wanted was for my child to survive. It was such a humble hope, but you had to destroy it personally. Sean, I'll never forgive you. Never. You have your ways of loving me, and I have my ways to trample on your love as well. If I killed you, I would just be sent to jail by your family. I'd have the crime of murder hung on my head. However, if I die, Gale's tears slowly fell from her eyes. You'll never be able to get me. Your love will never be realized. There will never be a second Gale in the world. You'll be forced to remember me your whole life, never able to let go. She slowly pierced the knife into the artery on her neck. the blood flowed quicker and quicker, in greater and greater volumes. Sean's eyes burned, looking at all that blood. "I won't kill you. I won't. It's not because I'm not willing to, but because your death means nothing to me. Sean, you're a demon. You should grow old alone. You aren't worthy of love. You're definitely not worthy of falling in love with someone," Gail muttered. The moment she said that, she shut her eyes and put some strength into her hands. With one stab, everything would end. Yet, Gail could not feel any pain at all. Her knife had not moved forward. Gail widened her eyes to see that Sean had grabbed the knife with his hand. He grabbed the knife tightly, stopping her from doing what she wanted to. Blood flowed down constantly, but Sean held on tighter. "Sean, you, if that continued, his hand would end up crippled." Sean clenched his teeth and said, "Let go. Gail, don't even think about dying. You should be the one letting go." It was a knife, but he was grabbing it with his hand just like that. Sean made it look like he was not afraid of pain at all. He held the blade and used his other hand to forcefully pull Gail's hand away. That was how he got the knife out of Gail's hands. That whole knife was already thoroughly covered in blood. He let out a sigh of relief. Gail slowly slumped down, sitting on the bed as she lost all her strength. She looked at Gail with red-eyed eyes. Why? I can't kill you. I couldn't do it. I can't even kill myself," she asked. Sean answered, "Gail, you couldn't do it because you've started to have feelings for me too. No. There's no way I would fall in love with a demon." Chapter 250. Gail refused it with all her might, frantically shaking her head as she did. "If you hated me enough, there's no way you would have hesitated to push that knife in when there was such a good chance in front of you. While you hate me, you love me too," Sean said calmly. "No, that's impossible. How could that? No, it's not like that. Sean, I don't understand what you're saying." Gail clutched her head as she loudly rejected the idea. One of her parents was in the hospital because of him, and the other was in jail. Her future had once been bright and beautiful, but because of him, she spent 2 years in the mental hospital. He had even personally gotten her child aborted. How could she fall in love with a demon like that? Sean merely looked at her calmly before pressing the call button. "Have the doctors come over?" "Yes, Mr. Wood." A few doctors and nurses pushed the door open and entered very quickly. When they saw the scene in the ward, all of them were dumbfounded and shocked. The bed and the floor were filled with fresh blood. The bed sheet and blanket were completely soaked red. The hospital gown that Gail had on was completely soaked as well. She even had a cut on her neck that was still bleeding. Even more terrifying was the fact that Sean still had a knife in his hand. He was not holding the handle but the blade. "What?" The doctors were all stammering. "Deal with her first. What are you standing around for?" Sean ordered 1-0, "Okay," the doctors finally reacted as they hurriedly bandaged Gail's wound. Gail looked like she had the most blood on her body and looked the scariest. Her face was pale with a dumbfounded expression. In truth, she had the lightest injuries. The wound on her neck was just a slight cut. There was no need to bandage it at all. All they needed was some medicine to stop the bleeding. She had no other injuries on her body. Once the doctors dealt with Gail, they turned around to look at Sean. "Oh my!" a doctor exclaimed, "the wound is so deep." Flesh and blood were muddled on Sean's palm. There were even two spots that white bones could be seen through. After all, he had grabbed the blade with his hand to stop Gail from killing herself. He had used a lot of force to stop it. The more force he used, the tighter he held it. The blade would naturally cut even deeper. "Why are you acting so surprised?" Sean's face was emotionless. "Come deal with it." As he said that, he even glanced at Gail, worried that he would scare her. All he felt was fear at that moment. He completely forgot about the pain. With the chance to relax, he was still reluctant to show any trace of pain in his expression. He did not want Gail to get any thoughts. The doctor had a serious expression as he knelt down next to Sean, stopping the bleeding and bandaging the wound. Bundle after bundle of blood-stained cotton was thrown into the rubbish bin. It was quickly filled. Sean did not let out a single cry of pain during the whole process. He would merely glance at Gail on occasion. Gail sat on the bed with a stunned expression on her face. It was hard to tell what she was thinking. After half an hour, the doctor let out a sigh. "All right, Mr. Wood, you can't let your hand touch any water for a month. It's best if you don't lift any heavy objects either." "Okay. How is she?" he answered. "Mrs. Wood just had a slight cut. It's not serious. There's no need to worry.